against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world, and then shall the end come.
Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?
Today we are continuing our series celebrating the 30-year anniversary of the founding of End Time Ministries. We're calling this series The Miracle Called End Time because God has done one miracle after another over the last 30 years. In our first two programs of this series, we've told the history of my first book, A Message for the President, how in that book we predicted the fall of the Berlin Wall, and then the account of the Berlin Wall coming down, and the founding of End Time Magazine. Now, it's taken us a while to get through all this because there's so much to it. After all, to cram 30 years into 3 or 4 days is a feat within itself. But joining me again today is Dave Robbins, my son-in-law, my daughter, Jana, Dave's wife, and then also my wife, Judy. They're here to help us tell the story, and so they may be interrupting from time to time. That's what they're here for. Anyway, we're continuing on the story of the miracle called End Time.
So in the previous program, we were discussing the production of the Understanding the End Time Bible Study series. And you were just starting to tell us the story of how the chart was produced, which is really a miracle in itself. And so tell us what really happened with the production and some of the different things that happened. It's really a cool story.
Well, producing the chart is not really a miracle, but producing it with no money is the miracle.
Right.
Because when we had this all designed and I started shopping for a printer, I went to some friends of mine who printed a chart, something like this. And I said, would you be willing to print this and give me 6 months to pay for it? Well, when I walked out, I thought I had sold them. I thought I had a yes, but I get a letter 2 or 3 weeks later saying, well, we'd love to do it, but we can't. Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't get upset because the Bible says all things work together for good to them that love God, who are the called according to his purpose. I didn't get upset at all. I thought, well, that must not be God's way, and it wasn't, because they never would have produced anything near the quality. Everything they had done was sort of two-color,
right,
whereas we ended up getting this gorgeous, unprecedented chart. Anyway, finally, the people that were printing our magazine at the time, Standard Publishing down in Cincinnati, Ohio, they said, well, let us take a look at it. So we did. They said, we can do that for you. And I said to them, well, could you give me, I think I originally asked for 90 days. I didn't have the nerve to ask for 6 months. And they said, we can't give you 90, but we'll give you 60. Well, we had a conference coming up, and I thought I could sell a lot of them at this conference. And so my plan was to get the chart and the manual, go to the conference and sell them as fast as I could and pay the bill. That was the plan. Well, as they started producing these, they couldn't get enough of them done, but they gave me enough for the conference. I think we got 1,200. We were printing a total of 3,000 of these charts. So we got the first 1,200 done, and they called apologizing, and they said, we need our presses, and we can't give them all to you, but we won't bill you until they're all done. Well, they were apologizing and we were shouting because that meant we get a longer time to pay the bill because we didn't have the money. You know, it's amazing. It just seems like God puts you out there, and we shouldn't be surprised because God did in the Bible.
Right.
You know, Abraham, he told him, go look for a city whose builder and maker is God. And Abraham went out, and his dad said, where are you going? He said, well, I don't know for sure, but I'm going. And he was following God. And, you know, anybody that walks with God, that's going to happen to you. Well, anyway, so Finally, they got them all printed. By then, we were selling we were working day and night to try to get enough money. Because $60,000 when you start with no $1,000 is a big challenge. But anyway, this is the result we got. Dave, I want you to help me just so the people can see here. Just absolutely gorgeous. And I want you to thumb ahead for us there, Dave, because I want the people to see this is actually the very first. This was the opening chart of the four beasts of Daniel chapter number 7. And this shows the lion, which is Great Britain, the eagle's wings representing the United States, the bear representing Russia. And God had just opened this up to my mind earlier, but now then it was going to be in a form that they would be teaching it all over the world, and they have. So anyway, it was quite a production, but God helped us. We were able to print the chart, produce it. It became very, very popular. And people were sitting around tables like this all over the world, really. Mm-hmm. And they were thumbing through, and they were teaching the prophecies of the Bible. And it was the first tool like this that was ever done. So we were so excited what God had done at that particular time. So that's the production of End Time on chart and with a manual. Then the next thing we did was to put it on video, because a lot of people were really intimidated since a lot of this material was so new and people never heard it before, yet they loved it. But yet for them to study enough to be able to teach it themselves, they really didn't feel like they could. So we ended up putting it on VHS. Remember what those were like? Anyway, back in the VHS days, we put it all on VHS. It was 10 lessons, and people all over the world were actually teaching from these things now. Well, while all this was unfolding, it was time to go on radio. I felt God talking to me. You need to have a prophecy talk show, because we're in the end time. And we're in the end time right now. We entered the end time when the Berlin Wall came down on November the 9th, 1989, and I was absolutely convinced of it. And so the prophecy knowledge was so small, the average Christian, they really couldn't have hardly told you anything about Bible prophecy, and yet 30% of the Bible is prophecy. So I thought, how can we do this to make it easier? We decided to put it on video, VHS at the time, and we did. Well, that became really popular, because now then when people said, oh, I can't teach Bible prophecy, we would say, well, can you push a button on a VHS player? Today it's a DVD player. They said, yeah, I can do that. I said, okay, pop some popcorn, invite the neighbors over, push the button. Now you're an expert prophecy teacher. And people begin to do that all over the world. And it just went crazy.
If it were only that easy.
Well.
An experienced prophecy teacher.
Well, you don't want to intimidate people. You don't tell them everything in advance. You just sort of throw them in the water, and then they
go
have
teach.
They have to swim. But what happened next was, this is one of the greatest miracles I've ever been a part of. Mm-hmm. God started talking to me about going on radio. Well, how do you talk in a microphone and they hear you all over the world? I mean, I knew nothing about it. And so, but God's eating me up. I mean, I can't get away from it. Well, I had an invitation to go down to Houston, Texas to hold a 3-day conference down there. I went down, and when I got there, my cousin Mike Anderson said to me, I've got a friend who owns a television station. He'd like to interview you about Bible prophecy. Is that okay? I said, well, sure. So we went over there, and I just took my chart with me. Mm-hmm. And we set it up, and we went on television. And the person interviewing me was the owner of the station, Eldred Thomas, just an incredible man. I think he was about 78 years of age at the time. But he owned the station. He owned some radio stations and things. So anyway, I sat there and talked. I flipped through the chart, and he was sitting there watching. And when we finished, I think the program was an hour, he said, could you come back tomorrow? And I said, yes, I can. So we went back the next day. We taught another lesson. And when we were done that day, and by the way, we were inviting people to come out to our conference, and I had a beautiful crowd. Well, the second day when we were done, Eldred said to me, would you come down to my office? And I said, sure. I sat across his desk from him, and he looked at me and he said, I've been studying prophecy my entire life, and you've told me things the last 2 days I've never heard before. Mm-hmm. And then he said this, and I was so astounded. He said, but I know they're true.
Yep.
Now, here's a 78-year-old man that has the ability still to accept new truth. Yep. And that's pretty unusual. He said, but I know they're true. And I saw I had a friend. I said, Eldred, God is eating me up about starting a radio talk show. But I don't know how in the world you do it. I don't know how you talk on a microphone. They hear you all over the world. Mm-hmm. He said, I know how. I've been in broadcasting all my life. And he said, I'm going to help you. And as soon as you're ready to go on, I've got the finest Christian station in Dallas, Texas, 100,000-watt pure power FM, covers all of Dallas-Fort Worth and 65 miles beyond. And he said, as soon as you're ready to go, you're on my station. And then he said, and right here's what it's going to cost you.
Yep.
Well, when he said it's going to cost me zero, well, that's about how much I had. And so
it's working out great.
Yeah. So, well, that was very gracious. As a matter of fact, before I walked out of his office, he picked up the phone, called his son who managed the station here in Dallas, and then said, I want you to clear 3 to 4 in the afternoon for Irvin Baxter. And I could tell his son was thinking his dad may be losing it because he had never heard of me before. And he said, Dad, are you sure? You know? And Eldred said, look, who did God call to start this broadcasting empire and do it? Mm-hmm. And quickly the son said, yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, I walked out of there and I've got time that a person couldn't buy if they had the money.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm ready to go on, and I haven't made my first program yet. When I walked out of that studio that day, I had this distinct feeling that I had a big footprint right in my back, getting ready to shove me out of the nest and say, boy, you're getting ready to fly, whether you're ready to or not.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we go back to Indiana, and I've got to build a studio. And guess what? I didn't have any money again. It's sort of the story of my life.
I heard that.
But anyway, we go back to Richmond, and I think, how do I build a studio? Where do I even start? And I was teaching a series through the book of Revelation right then in the church that I pastored there in Richmond. And I look up, and there walked in Ray Slick and his wife, Bonnie. Mm-hmm. And Ray was the head engineer for Allied Broadcasting.
Right.
And I knew they knew about those things, or I thought they did. So what happened was, after I was finished with the first lesson, I went back to greet Ray and Bonnie. And I said, Ray, I've got to build a studio. Do you know how to do that? He said, oh, yeah, a piece of cake. He said, we put them together and send them to missionaries all over the world. They're just plug and play.
Yep.
And so I told him what I had to do. He said, no problem. I said, how much is it going to cost me? He said, well, you better go over and see Ray. Roy. Roy was the owner of Allied Broadcasting at the time. And so I take my chart because I had to sell Roy on helping me. Mm-hmm. And so I taught Roy. He was quite a successful businessman at that time. Matter of fact, they were the second largest distributor of broadcasting equipment in the world by then. Mm-hmm. And so I talked to him a little while. And so Roy looked at me and said, how much money can you get? And I said, I don't know. He said, how much do you have? I said, I've got $2,000 right now. He said, how much can you get? I said, would $5,000 do it? Now, this is ludicrous to me now, having been in the industry for a while. But back in those days, I was going by faith. And he screwed up his face and he said, that won't be easy. But he said, we can get some really good used equipment and we'll get Ray to go through and clean it all up and maybe we can do it. Well, we started and our church had just bought a double house next door to us. We went upstairs and we took one of the bedrooms and cut it in half. I wish now we had chosen one of the bigger bedrooms, but we had the smallest bedroom. We cut it in half, and our engineer, Jim Stigman, by the way, back in those days, sat on the one side, and me and Eddie Sack sat on the other. We were so crowded, our knees were actually bumping. We were on high stools, and we were looking through the window at Jim, mm-hmm. and he was directing us on everything. So, but I'm telling you, by the time Ray Slick got finished with all that equipment, we sounded like Rush Limbaugh. I mean, it was just, it was clear, and it wasn't too long. We were on the air covering the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, and our phones started ringing. They were lighting up like Christmas trees. And everybody was answering. Jenna, were you already with us at that time?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so the girls, they were all inexperienced. People are calling in saying, I want Irvin's book, A Message for the President. And we had a few other things. And, well, by then we had the Understanding End Time series, too.
So. And the VHS.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So everything was just booming, going. Well, the next thing that happened, of course, we're still trying to figure out how to ride this horse. Yeah. And I get a call from down here in Dallas, and a pastor, Pastor Gidros, said, would you come down and hold a prophecy conference here at my church? I said, well, yeah. How many do you seat? He said, well, we seat about 200. I said, well, Pastor Gidros, I don't want to be presumptuous, but we got a lot of people calling our radio program. I don't think that's going to be enough. He said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll go rent the Brookhaven center, and they got an auditorium there that seats 750. Mm-hmm. Well, I had about 750 worth of faith. So we showed up down here, and before I came down, my radio station was calling me, KVTT, saying, we don't think you got a big enough auditorium. Our phones are going like crazy. Yeah. Well, I thought, really? But it was too late to do anything about it.
At that point.
Yeah, it was already advertised. So we get there, and we start, and Jenna was with me, and Jenna's daughter, y'all's daughter, Holly, was with us. And it was just me and you and Holly, I think just the three of us.
And she was five.
Yeah. So we start to try to unload stuff out of the trunk. We'd taken a bunch of stuff down there with us. And some guy walked by, and he heard my voice, and he whirled and said, Irvin Baxter. And I didn't realize people were going to know me by my voice.
Yeah.
So anyway, we go inside, and Janet's trying to unload all the boxes.
And they're trying to pull it out of the boxes while I'm trying to unload the boxes.
I mean, so the crowd was coming in, and Janet couldn't get unloaded to even put the stuff on the table. And I walk in the auditorium to set up my PowerPoint. And when I walk in, we're 45 minutes ahead of time, and every seat, all 750 seats are taken. They're now sitting on the stairs, and they're coming in. And now they're saying, we'll sit on the floor out here in the foyer. 300 more sit on the floor. Yeah. And in the meantime, Jana's selling as fast as she can. And Holly's trying to help. And some people we didn't even know jumped in and said, we'll help you. And so Jana's just selling products as fast as she possibly can.
Well, they ended up sitting on the, we had a table out in the foyer. And there were staircases on both sides. And they ended up sitting on the floor from the front of our table all the way to the back wall, all the way up the side of the stairs. And so it was like the whole outside of the foyer was totally crammed, packed of people. And then they ended up locking the doors, and the fire marshal said, nobody else is allowed in.
Yeah, they put in a screen out there in the foyer so the people could see and hear. And then the fire marshal came, locked the doors, and said, nobody else comes in. The police told us they turned away 500 cars that night. Plus, we got on the radio, KVTT, and said, if you're on your way to the conference, don't go. You can't get in. Well, I look around at the crowd. I'm getting ready to teach, and I say, whoa, I got a tiger by the tail here, which showed there was a pent-up hunger for understanding the prophecies of the Bible. Yeah. So
That was an awesome experience, because it was an out-of-body experience just getting to do that. I was there, but I didn't really feel like I was there, because I was so being hit from so many sides with people asking questions and wanting to buy and trying to handle it. It was amazing.
Jenna worked nonstop for five straight hours just trying to take care of everything.
And you had a five-year-old daughter begging for you.
Yeah, it was great.
So,
it was awesome.
Anyway, it was an exciting time. Then I thought, okay, God, where do we go next? What do we do? Well, before we move on, let me take just a moment to tell you we're celebrating our 30-year anniversary of End Time Ministries. We started this ministry in 1986. And so we want you to celebrate with us. We thought we would just share the story and the miracles that God has done. It's just been absolutely incredible, amazing. And what we thought we would do, it would be exciting if we would have a special gift for you. So we do. This is a documentary of the production of the Understanding End Time series. This series has now gone all over the world. It's produced in 8 languages that can be heard by and understood by 90% of the world's population. Anyway, if you would become a partner with us for $30 a month, we just want to send this to you as a gift. There's no end to it. We've got the demands ahead of us are so amazing. We're not finished at End Time. We really have only just begun.
Right.
This thing is going to end up worldwide impact. It has to, not for our sake, but for the gospel's sake and because we're so near the second coming. Anyway, if you would join us and add your strength to ours for $30 a month, we're going to send this gift of Thanksgiving out to you. It's the production of the Understand the End Time series. Or if you're already a partner, would you add to your partnership by $30 a month and we'll send you the same gift? I hope you will do that. One more thing I want to tell you about, and this is the newest thing from End Time Ministries. We've just come out with this within the last couple of weeks, From Here to Armageddon. And this is an 8-lesson series that describes very clearly, according to the prophecies of the Bible, what's going to happen from where we are to the Battle of Armageddon, the second coming of Jesus. It includes a timeline that I absolutely love because it just shows you, okay, here's where we are, here's how everything's going to develop, and you can see step by step the major prophecies that are going to unfold, and you're going to live through those prophecies, but you can know it all in advance. So anyway, it's called From Here to Armageddon, and if you're interested, you can call us at 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. You also can go to our website, endtime.com. Mm-hmm. Okay, now it's hard to tell 30 years of history in 3 or 4 days, but that's what we're attempting to accomplish. Right. Now, all this was happening while I was still pastoring the church. Yeah. And my wife was telling me, she said, look, you're not doing this church right. You're traveling all over the country. You're holding all these prophecy conferences. You're doing a daily radio program now, and we were doing it every day. Mm-hmm. And she said, you're just going to have to get some help for this church. And I said, babe, I'm doing the best I can. God hasn't shown me what to do, and I can't go beyond what I get direction for. But she was persistent and kept telling me.
They got 1/4 of your time.
Yeah, well, but our church was doing pretty good. We were running about 250 at the time, and things were great. We bought a new church, and we were moving forward. We had a Christian school. We had a daycare center. We were producing radio programs every day. I was traveling every week somewhere. I mean, we were in motion. I mean, after all, you got to do all this stuff while you're young, because when you get old, you can't do it all. Right. So anyway, we kept on. But I knew, though, that the time might come when I would have to give my full time to End Time, because I knew that this thing was going to get. Now, I not only give my full time, but we have 35 different other people here who are giving their full time, and it's going to get bigger, I promise you. Because let me tell you, this thing is going to engulf this world very quickly now. Major prophetic fulfillments are just ahead of us, and we've got to get ready. I thank God for what he's given us, but let me tell you, we've got to go forward. Well, anyway, I had a couple of people approach me, you know, you ought to consider moving to Dallas. Now, the reason they said Dallas is because this had become somewhat of our
flagship
station here, because it was our biggest and we had the largest audience. And the next year we came to Dallas, we had like 2,500 people come out to the conference. So we were getting very comfortable, but I still pastored this church that I had pastored for 33 years, a congregation that I cared for so deeply. Mm-hmm. Well, I begin to wonder, God, are you talking to me? My wife was talking in my ear, and sometimes it's hard to tell the difference between God and your wife, but I don't know.
That was the best line I've heard since we started this.
I don't know who's the more. I don't know which one's the more persistent. But anyway, one day I received a phone call, and it was from D.G. Hargrove, who pastors here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. He's actually in the Garland area. He said, I was down praying today, and he said, I was reluctant to call you, but I felt like God talked to me that if you would move to Dallas and partner with us here, that God would use End Time Ministries to reach the world. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, Brother Hargrove, I really appreciate you calling. If that's what God wants me to do, that's what I want to do. But I'm a radical when it comes to being led by God's Spirit. I refuse to make any major life decisions unless I know that God is directing me, because it's too dangerous. Mm-hmm. I'm not smart enough to make those decisions on my own. He said, oh, I understand that. I wouldn't even ask you to. I said, well, let me do this. Let me be praying about it. He said, why don't you do this? Why don't you bring a few of your key staff members down and just at least look things over? Right. So we did. We got on an airplane and came down to Dallas. And they had arranged a meeting room, and they began to present what they thought God would do. And while we were there, there was a message in tongues and an interpretation. And it talked about what all God wanted us to do. And we were all sitting around the table weeping like babies. I mean, it was overwhelming. And y'all were there, right? Were you there?
We weren't there.
You weren't? Okay, well, anyway. Anyway, Judy was there with me, and I think Kara was there, and maybe
Eddie and Charlotte.
Eddie and Charlotte were there, and my family, they're ready just to yank up, said, God told us, let's go. I said, wait a minute, we got a flock, we got a group here,
right.
A church, we can't just go off and leave them. I won't leave here till I know there's a pastor installed in this church. So I'm wrestling with this, and I couldn't feel like I had the right pastor. So I'm still praying and seeking God. And finally, I went down to Louisiana to a big preacher's meeting, and I went down there to hear from God. I didn't even want to go out to eat with anybody. It was just Judy and me, and we sat by ourselves, and it was the last day of the meeting, and I'm still in turmoil. And I said, okay, God, you got to speak to me today. I'm desperate. It was a morning session. I said, God, I'm desperate. I must have said it 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
And the preacher got up to preach. And when he began to talk, he started using the word desperate over and over. I think 8 times. And my ears are perking up, and I'm thinking. And then finally he said, don't be afraid to take the step. And boom,
yep.
I knew.
Answer.
Now, to double check with God, I went home and went on a 3-day fast,
yeah,
because it was such a huge move.
Yeah.
So we fasted, we prayed, and we became convinced, okay, this is God's will. And we found a pastor, we arranged the transition, and it was time to head to Dallas.
Yep.
Well, we're going to try to wrap this up in our next program. I hope you're enjoying seeing what God has done. We picked up 8 families and we moved to Dallas. Now, let me tell you one more time. This is the 30th birthday of the birth of End Time. If you're not yet a partner with End Time Ministries, become a partner for $30 a month in honor of the 30th anniversary. We're going to give you this documentary of the production of the Understanding End Time series. It'll be something you can treasure forever. To get this or to do that, call us. The number to call is 1-800-END-TIME, 1-800-363-8463.
Do you want to know more about Bible prophecy? Now you can. Join Irvin Baxter in Garland, Texas on January 28th and 29th. Call 1-800-END-TIME or go to endtime.com/events for more information.
Discover the extraordinary potential of your life in God. In Your God's Masterpiece, Joel Osteen shares how you are positioned for great things. This special DVD, CD set, and companion study guide is yours as our thank you for your gift of support. And in appreciation for your gift of $50 or more, we'll include Philip Yancey's and Dr. Paul Brand's inspirational book, Fearfully and Wonderfully Made. Or with your generous gift of $120 or more, we'll include Joel Osteen's latest book, Think Better, Live Better. Plus, Hillsong United's DVD CD set of Dirt and Grace. Call 800-201-5200 or go to tbn.org/giving to receive Joel Osteen's You Are God's Masterpiece DVD CD set with study guide. Or for your gift of $50 or more, we'll add the Fearfully and Wonderfully Made book. Or receive everything plus Joel Osteen's latest book, Think Better, Live Better, along with the DVD CD set from Hillsong United for your generous gift of $120 or more. Call, click, or write today.